Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Tuesday afternoon to all of you. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea for the next 2 hours here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. No quarterback decision has been made by Mike Pettine, saying, "This is one of the toughest decisions I've had to make. I'm going to take my time." An announcement expected tomorrow when he addresses the media. So hopefully we will have this decision for the Browns tomorrow, but it still remains a very hot topic, both locally and nationally. Many people weighing in on it. One of those, Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, will join us at 2:15 to talk about why he thinks the Browns should make the switch to Johnny Manziel. Peter King talking about it today as well, saying he also believes it is time for Johnny Manziel to be the quarterback. Yesterday, many of you callers thought it was time to stick, of course, with Brian Hoyer. And we saw Pat McManaman, who covers the Browns for ESPN.com, write an article to that effect as well. So a lot of kind of division around the country. I'd say if you poll the national people, seems to be a little bit more of a lean to the Johnny Manziel side than to the Brian Hoyer side. But this will be one of the biggest decisions of Mike Pettine's young career as a head coach here for the Cleveland Browns. And it will be a very interesting one to see what he ultimately does, Matt. And that's obviously going to be a big topic of discussion today. We want to hear from all of you. 216-578-0850 as we get into that. We will play a little after further review. We will hand out our grades and kind of close the book on that 26-10 loss to Buffalo. But really, right now, it's about the quarterbacks. And you know, the question is, how much of the credit, how much of the blame should Brian Hoyer get? Credit for being 7-5, blame for the offense struggling as much as it has recently.
Most definitely, and I think that at this point, as we get into those grades, you know, my grade will reflect the body of work that Brian Hoyer put on the field against the Buffalo Bills, and also, too, because we're grading a position, not a player, I think Johnny Manziel and what the little bit of we saw of him will also be reflected in that grade. And for those of you out there, you know, really not understanding why Coach Pettine hasn't made a decision is because, for one, I think Coach Pettine wants to get it right. This is not something that he wants to do, you know, very whimsically to appease the fans, to appease one of the two quarterbacks and or the media. And that's what you have to love about Coach Pettine. So what we're left to assume is that both of these quarterbacks, and of course, we only heard from the starting quarterback up to this point, Brian Hoyer, talk about his preparation moving forward into the Colts is going to be as usual. But for Johnny Manziel, something that we don't get to hear from him until Friday is his preparation, you know. And I think what I would love to hear and see, and I'm sure is going on, is Johnny Manziel, who has got to study from Brian Hoyer and sit back and watch him and how he prepares and breaks down film and the notes that he takes as a starter. Let's just hope that Johnny Manziel has stepped his game up. And you would think that with a management team around him and also to his agent, and of course maybe his parents and friends and family have said, "Hey, dude, this is your opportunity. Seize it, go take it," and that he's cranked up his preparation for the Indianapolis Colts as if he were a starter. And I think knowing what we know about Johnny and how competitive he is, I think in his mind, it is his job, and let's just hope that he's putting the time and effort into the Indianapolis Colts to prepare for Coach Pettine's decision that he is the starter.
Yeah, I think that Johnny Manziel showed that he's been paying attention with his ability to come in and get that job done against the Buffalo Bills there, and you saw it, you know, clear as day. He had been prepared, he was ready, and now he might have an opportunity to be fully prepared for a week, or it'll be Brian Hoyer. I thought Brian Hoyer's comments yesterday were strong. Again, he has no doubt in his own ability. His confidence has not wavered. He said, you know, why he believes he's the best man for the job. He said, because we're 7-5, quote, "This does not happen by luck. It's hard earned, and we've worked to get where we're at. Like I said, we're still in it. We got four more games, two of them are division. You don't go 7-5 in the NFL just lucking into it." So he's still very confident in his skills, as you would want your quarterback to be. It'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out when Mike Pettine makes the announcement tomorrow. That's the expectation, that he'll make the announcement at the quarterback position tomorrow, whether it will be Brian Hoyer or whether it will be Johnny Manziel, who came in his first real drive as a quarterback in the NFL, orchestrated an 8-play, 80-yard drive to score against the Buffalo Bills is something that the Browns had not done before that. And, yeah, you know, we've talked about that touchdown and interception, how he started off the season. Brian Hoyer, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception through the first 5 games, 4 touchdowns, 9 picks in the last 7. There has been a shift there. I think there are a lot of factors going into it, and I think that's why this is such a tough decision for Mike Pettine, because ultimately, if you really just take a step back and don't watch a single play of the game, don't watch any plays of the games, don't even care about the stats, but you just knew that Josh Gordon has not played in 10 of the 12 games. Alex Mack now's missed 7 games. Jordan Cameron's missed 7 games. You've been without Phil Taylor, Armani Bryant, Desmond, John Hughes, I'm sorry, on the defensive line. Carlos Dansby's now missed multiple games. Tashaun Gibson has missed a game. And yet this team still sits here at 7-5. You'd say there, and one quarterback has started every game for the Browns. So there's no way you're making a switch, but you do see every play, and you do look at the stats, and you see a situation where a quarterback is struggling, and you wonder if this is the time to make that switch and throw in a rookie. Do you think if there was another veteran backup, it would be an easier or a tougher decision?
I think it would be an easier decision because the body of work, and there's no question marks associated with who that backup is or that new potential starter or backup playing a significant role in this football team. And Nathan, just as you said, that conversation or the body of work that we've seen from Brian Hoyer early in the season, where he's making good decisions, he's not turning the ball over, it's that can't be said as of recently, and that has to hold some merit. And we've said it all year long that you're a starter in this league for a reason, is because you are superior over the others on that roster. And in this case, he is one of 32 in the National Football League starters. And I just don't believe that he's been living up to that starter label in the National Football League or playing at the level. Yes, did we survive in Atlanta? But again, as we said, mistakes by this team, mistakes by some decisions by the coach and decisions by the players at pinnacle points of a football game will get you beat. And I think not only are those mistakes being made in those spots, but they're being made throughout a football game. And we saw why you can lose a football game. And again, a game that we should have wanted to win. And lastly, if Brian Hoyer is truly playing himself into a contract and proving himself as the long-term fix at the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns organization, he is playing his worst when he should be playing his best.
And that's, I think, one of the things that is a challenge here. And Peter King made the argument on Monday Morning Quarterback.si.com today that, Hoyer has been great. It's a great story. He's just not making it happen. And the reason you go to Johnny Manziel is because, listen, the Browns still have an opportunity to make the playoffs. They'd have to go 3-1 against Indy, Cincinnati, Carolina, and Baltimore. I still think they're in it, but he thinks that Manziel can give them a better chance to win now. He also thinks you have an opportunity to really assess what's going on for 2015. Get a look at Johnny Manziel in 4 pressure-filled games against very good competition and say, okay, is this the kind of guy that is our franchise quarterback next year? And I know that 4 games do not make a full determination, but for Peter King's point of view, you start Johnny. You have to know that what you have in him going forward, and right now Hoyer's not doing enough to dissuade you from getting that look.
Sure, I'm not completely sold on that entire mentality of giving Johnny the next 4 games. But as I said, I think you give him this game because he gives you the best opportunity to beat the Indianapolis Colts, which keeps you in the playoff hunt. And you just beat a playoff football team at this point, which means that Johnny Manziel, if in fact he gets the opportunity, can beat another playoff team at this point in Cincinnati, potentially Carolina, as well as the Cincinnati Bengals. And then if you win those and he plays well, you know he can beat a team like the Colts, which could in fact be your first round opponent. Moving forward. So I think going to Johnny, but the one thing that I'm not sold on is going to him for committing to him for the final 4, because I think at this point we have to use every bullet in our gun, and if Johnny fires in Indy, but shoots a blank, in Carolina or Cincy or at Baltimore, at some point we may need to rely again on Brian Hoyer to win those football games. And I don't think at this point Mike Pettine and this organization needs to care about that wishy-washy stance at quarterback, because I do think the writing is on the wall that Brian Hoyer is not the long-term fix at quarterback, and I think this organization knows that, but they have to get the best out of both, which is how can we win football games now, which is what they've proven all year long they want to do, but also, too, as you said, prep for 2015.
See, I think if you make the switch, and I'm curious to see what you all think. 216-578-0850. If you make the switch to Johnny, do you have to commit to that? Is it a four-game commitment? I think it is. I think if you make the switch, you've made the switch, and that's what you got to do. You got to let him play free and not have him play looking over his shoulder
the
whole time.
It can be, but I don't think it has to be.
I think it has to be.
Okay.
That's just what I think.
Well, we
I
disagree think, again.
We disagree again. How nice. How sweet it is.
Twice in 10 weeks.
twice in 10 weeks. Yeah, exactly. We have disagreed. And I'm just not sure that Mike Pettine's going to pull the trigger. I really am not. I'm not sure he's going to do it. I think that if I was sitting there, it would be very tough for me not to play Johnny Manziel.
And for that reason is, and the reason why he may not pull the trigger to go with Manziel is because he knows that if he does, it has to be a remainder of the season commitment, and he might not be ready for that yet.
I think that that is true, because I think if you do make the switch, it should be a remainder of the season commitment. It should be, okay, Johnny, you're getting a quarter of a season. Let's see what you got. I don't want you to play nervous. I don't want you to play scared. I don't want you to play conservative. I want you to be Johnny Football, because if you put Johnny Football in, you got to let him be Johnny Football. And a conservative Johnny Football is not what you're looking for. Do you want to take care of the football? Obviously you do, but you need to let him feel free and know that he's not looking over his shoulder. Because frankly, right now, the issue, what Brian Hoyer always had, and if you listen to Mike Pettine from the beginning of the season, what he always had was Mike Pettine's strong desire to take care of the football. Give me a quarterback that will take care of the football and that won't put me in positions where we could lose games that we should win. And Brian Hoyer did that very effectively for a long time this season, for about the first half of the season. Then that went away. So when that goes away, what's the risk in Johnny Manziel? You can't say that he's going to be worse than what Brian Hoyer is currently putting out there, and the upside seems higher.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct. And I just want to create one hypothetical and just to draw out both the caller's take on this hypothetical and yours, of course, as I ask it, is what if Johnny Manziel is named the starter versus the Colts? And they give him the 2 weeks, so we have two home games in a row, and we lose significantly, and the production is not there at the quarterback position, which has not been as of late with Brian Hoyer as well, don't get me wrong, but we literally crap down our leg versus Indy and the Bengals at home, but yet we are still mathematically in the playoff hunt to go on the road to finish the season, where Brian Hoyer has won multiple football games this season. You know, at that point, it would seem that Brian Hoyer would be the guy that you could reassume, because you saw a body of work, a two-game body of work of Johnny Manziel at home, non-adverse situations where he's been named the starter to go out and play and has not performed. But yet, after those two football games, you are still in the hunt. You are in a predicament again, I believe.
You are. I want to see what he's going to do, in my opinion, against those are two playoff teams. Those are two division leaders right now. So let's see what he does. Or if you stick with Brian Hoyer, then you're saying, okay, this is what's in front of us. We got to stick with the guy who got us to 7-5. That's why Mike Pettine has paid the big bucks,
yes,
folks.
Yes, sir.
But we do want to hear from you. We want to get your opinion. Number one, what would you do at quarterback here? That's our Ohio Business Machines hot topic of the day. What would you do? We will hear from the head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, at 1:45. We'll hand out our grades for the Buffalo games as well. And let me ask you this. No matter who's at quarterback, the offense as a whole needs to step up. Who is the one player or the one position that you think has to improve to give whatever quarterback is named the starter the best chance to succeed? And I think that's an interesting question here for the Cleveland Browns to ponder and for all of you to ponder. 216-578-0850. Remember, Mike Pettine, 1:45. Grades coming up. Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network at 2:15 making the case for Johnny after further review at 2:30. Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea as the great Brent Stelick walks by the halls. Man who had quite a few wings, put on a wing-eating show in Buffalo. We'll talk about that as well when we come back. I got a good place for you guys to go to get wings if you ever go back to Buffalo. And we'll talk about that and much, much more in Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns here on ESPN 850 WKNR.